Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy bring big fun to your ears every day. And Chemist Warehouse bring great savings every day. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
I am pretty good, Bickers. How are you doing over there in London?
I'm tired. I cannot sleep in the bed I'm in, right? And you know what I was thinking about last night as I lay awake and I could not sleep because Chris
rid
was
of your
on
family?
Top of me. You know,
starting
how
a new life, going to the other side
you know
of the world
when you're
again.
First in a relationship yes. And you want to fall asleep in each other's arms and you're all like touchy-touchy and you want couldn't be closer, you just want to smush together. And then as the years go on, if someone's even remotely touching you as you're trying to fall asleep, you're like, get away from me. The bed we're in is so small that it's impossible for us to sleep without us being mushed together. So yep. I've been sleeping on the couch a bit because it's insanely close and I need my space.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember Denise Scott saying about her husband, John, she's got to the point where she hates the way he breathes. And so she's trying to get him to change it.
And so his breath was so bad last night. Oh. I understand, Denise, that I positioned the pillow because I had to turn. Sometimes I have to face him because I get sore facing the other. I got a backache last week because I was constantly trying to face outwards.
Yes.
So then I faced him, but his breath was so bad that I positioned the pillow so it would cut off the breath flow so that I wouldn't have to.
You mean
just to you, right?
No. You tried to smother him.
No.
You're trying to slowly suffocate your partner.
No, not. I just like I petitioned. His and I's mouth.
Yeah. Can I suggest a sleeping arrangement?
Oh, please do.
I reckon you should jetpack him. It's not used enough and it's a great sleeping position. So he can sleep like laying on his side, right? Facing out, but on that side of the bed. And so so he's basically, if he puts his arm out, it'll fall off the edge of the bed. So he's on the edge of the bed, but facing outwards.
Yep.
And then you're behind him and you tuck your knees up and nestle into kind of his back. So you're basically like he's wearing a jetpack, but you're the jetpack.
Yes.
You don't have to put up with his breath.
The only problem is there's not really much space. If, as soon as I put my knees up, my bum goes off the back. Well, it's a very small bed.
Why don't you? Okay.
Rooms are very small. It's a very small bed. But then I was reading stories last night. There was this one woman that developed such bad hives. She was allergic to her partner that she had to sleep on the couch. She would itch. She'd itch all night long.
I can't imagine getting to the point where I go, my hives are pretty bad, but I'm staying with them. Like as soon as I get one hive.
I'm happy to be here, guys.
Hivey and happy. Anyway, we've got a big show for you. Stay with us.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We still haven't spoken about my fun time in Amsterdam.
Because I got
high. You want to hear it?
It's just nice. This must be what it's like for people when they go to Mecca. Have you been waiting your whole life? Well, since you were, 13 or something?
No. Obviously, it was a very kid-friendly tour of Amsterdam.
Whatever, mate. How many garden hoses did you steal?
No, although I have to be honest, there's so much of it in the air, it's hard not to accidentally get a little. In fact, I've got a video here, audio of Addie, and I swear something happened to her midway through the trip for about 5 minutes, and she could not stop laughing, and there was nothing funny happening. And I was like, oh, my God.
Well, if Mum's smoking in the car, that'll.
Oh, stop it.
Was she constantly asking for snacks as well?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's all she does ask for snacks. She even said to me, funnily enough, she said to me yesterday, I ask for snacks all day long, Mummy, don't I? And I said, yes. Yeah. But that's not an unusual thing for her. So I don't think it was Amsterdam specific. But anyway, Amsterdam was so fun. apart from the bikes. The bikes nearly killed me. Like, there are so many bikes there.
Yeah.
Did you know that per person, they have on average 3 bikes?
Oh, can you trust the person counting anything in Amsterdam?
The guy on the boat tour we went on, the little canal tour, was telling us that they have, per person, 3 bikes. One bike is your good bike that you take to work every day, because no one drives there, because apparently to park in the city, it's like $400 an hour or something for the little...
Made that up.
No, seriously. And that what happened was the insurance companies, the little canals, right, have little barriers the whole way along.
Yeah.
And he said, who do you think installed those barriers? They're tiny little like barriers to stop the cars rolling in. And the insurance companies did it because people would pull up and park their car and forget to put on the handbrake, and the canals are just full of little cars. Anyway, so people ride everywhere and they don't drive.
Yeah.
But they've got one good bike. Then they've got one bike that it's a really, really crappy one that they leave for nights out. So that's their bike they take in case it gets stolen, or if they're having a good time and they leave it somewhere, that's their crappy bike.
Yeah.
And then they have a bike that's at various stages of repair.
Oh,
so it's like their backup bike.
Yeah, one on
but it's always waiting to go to the shop.
Yeah. Because we've just done a little fact checking.
Yeah.
How much does it cost for parking in Amsterdam?
Man, he told me $400 an hour.
You're almost right. It costs between $6 and $7 or euro, €6 and €7 per hour.
So no, it doesn't.
That's right. That's close to $400 an hour.
The guy told us. He said, see that car up there? I mean, I know it was on a tour and they like to just add a bit of mayo, but he said that car there would be $400 an hour. And it was funny then, because I did, every time we saw a family get out of their car, I was quite judgmental.
I mean, that would be.
He's telling us there's all these buildings. Like, you go along and there's all these buildings that are. What, you've got another fact to tell you about the parking. You're not listening and you're looking up the internet. It's not fun conversation.
The average cost for 2 hours on the street parking is $14.
But is that along the canal, or is that just in a car park?
Yeah, it's in the city. It says you go further out from the city and it gets cheaper.
No, I'm sorry. That's not what our guy told us. Juan, I think his name was. That's not what he told us. Anyway, he also said, see how every now and then there's a black building? So there's buildings that are painted black.
Yep.
He said that was because when the plague was around, if there was a plague in a home, they'd paint the building black so that families knew to stay clear of it. And then
what about
over
the poor painter that's having to stand real close?
Outside, though. Not inside. Outside.
Oh, gosh.
Imagine, and then he was talking about the price of property. And
I can't
how
trust
no one
this guy,
lives.
Mate. Juan reckoned the parking's $400 an hour.
Yeah, he did say one of the little, no one lives on the canals. Mm. It's all businesses. I think there were some big banks there, and booking.com was there, which really excited me for some reason. Chris just kept going, why do you care that booking.com's here on the canals? Anyway, but the guy was saying apparently a property on the canal, and they're really skinny and thin because it was something to do with paying tax. If they're a certain width, they could get away with not paying tax or something. A bit like in Greece, how they don't finish the tops of buildings.
Yes.
That means they don't have to pay.
Yes.
And so they're all tiny. Like, you look like you couldn't even fit a bed in there. But he said one of those buildings was the equivalent of $60,000 Australian to live in, was a house prices. Which again feels a lot, doesn't it?
60,000 is cheap.
Yeah.
That's 60
according
million.
To you, that's like 10 hours.
60 million.
60 million. All that happened is you got absolutely baked, went on a tour, you've got all the numbers wrong. I bet we see that video and it's not even Addy laughing. It's you going, ha, ha, ha.
Anyway, I want to tell you, look, okay, let's go to a song. I've also got some stuff to tell you about the flight home that I think would be interesting.
It costs $400 million.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. 131060 if you're from Amsterdam.
Yeah, we're still fighting about when we were on. Look, I'm going to check with Chris, but when we were on our tour, a boat tour in Amsterdam, the guy was telling us that people ride bikes and don't park because parking along the canals is something like $400 per hour.
That's ridiculous.
But you're all telling me I'm a liar, and I'm telling you that's what he said.
You told us the house price of the smallest house you've ever seen.
His name's Sven, actually.
Was $60 million. Yes. Dollars. I bet you didn't even go on a tour. I reckon you just got baked.
People don't live on the canals because it's so expensive. And this house he showed us that was just this single-fronted tall house was something like, if you converted it, $60 million. Anyway.
Imagine if you didn't even go to Amsterdam.
13, 10, 60. Please
more. Imagine if you just got cooked in London and then you're making up all this stuff.
Okay. We didn't do any of the normal things you do in Amsterdam. We just did kid-friendly. We went to the tulips. It was beautiful. Actually, that was it. I took Chris to the tulips for Evie, and the look on his face every time I said we were going to the tulips was one of utter distress. And even he was like, they are amazing. It was just kilometres of tulips.
I thought they looked – when we looked them up, when you were talking about it last week, I thought they looked incredible with the windmills in the background.
Oh, it was just spectacular.
And I could only imagine
it was a great trip.
Baked.
Yeah. Anyway, we had the funniest flight home, though, because we, first of all, we got on this plane. Did you know that, and I'm assuming again I haven't had a joke.
I can't wait for this stat.
They made an announcement over the loudspeaker that we couldn't get any food except for
brownies.
I mean, what it was, but a thing that no one wanted because there was a person with anaphylaxis on the flight and they couldn't serve anything in case they touched it or had it. So there was really no food served on the plane. And then, but the only bit that I was a bit, was we were sitting next to a guy and all the guys around him went, oh, that's you, and pointed at him. And then I was like, have they done this as a joke? Are they on a bux? Because everyone over there is on a bux. Have they made it a joke now and he's the guy? Or does their mate genuinely have anaphylaxis and they find it funny? So we couldn't eat much. I just had wine. And then, but then we were nearing the end of the flight and we were almost on the ground. Actually, I don't know if Wheels would have been down. We were like meters off the ground. Ollie was filming the whole thing because you know how he's obsessed with filming, with flying. And we had to do an abort landing
and whizz
back up again. The guy, anaphylaxis guy, nearly lost his mind. He was so stressed out. He was clutching onto his mate's belly. So his mate had a bit of a belly and that's what he held onto and he grabbed it.
Well, it's glad he wasn't clutching onto his nuts. So did you?
Oh, mate, it's a bit late.
It's very.
Sonda's in London too.
There's a delay in the studio. I'm fascinated by the go round. Did you reckon the wheels were down and then went
round? I'm sure the wheels were down because the wheels start going down quite early and we were quite low to the ground.
Yes. Oh, so you reckon the landing gear was down?
So sudden. Just like a real, like I've had a go around before as we're sort of on the way down and then but this was a like nose up and then everyone just went, it was so distressing.
How long before the pilot spoke? Because I'm always fascinated.
Oh, he was pretty, it's usually he was pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and what did he say?
He came on pretty, the air hostess came on first and said not to panic. The pilot will let us know what happened, but it's nothing anyone needs to worry about, which is very, very good, I thought, because everyone was very worried. Mm. And then the pilot came on, and because he had an English accent, it all sounded very cute, the reason we had to go around. There was an issue, an engineering issue with one of the planes that was on the tarmac in front. But the way he said it, everyone was like, oh, this is all very jolly.
An engineering issue with one of the planes on the tarmac in front?
Yeah, there's a plane on the tarmac that was about to take off, and then it had an engineering problem, and so all the planes that were landing, there was one in front of us that had to do a go up as well. There was three in a row that all had to suddenly go abort mission.
Three in a row?
Anyway,
surely by the second one you'd let them know. Gosh.
And they were, they all did it at the same time.
Trying to land.
No, we all had to go at the same time, abort mission.
You had three planes landing in a row at the same time.
Yes.
This is a wild stone story, isn't it?
It's not. And then we landed and we were catching the tube back. And inside the tube terminal, I got shat on by a bird on my head. And I've still got the poo on my hat. Look.
Why didn't you clean it?
There we go. Because I wanted to show you proof because you don't believe any of my stories. There we go. But inside.
Now, out of the bits of this story that I believe, it's not that I don't believe that parking's $400 an hour or a house got $60 million, but I believe you when you got shit on, mate.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home this afternoon thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Mm. I'm getting low on my cosmetics and my vitamins, so can you load up for me, Tomasio, and then bring it over?
Hell yeah. Can I be your mule?
Oh, a vitamin
mule.
Be
my mule.
Oh, vitamin. Yes. What smells so good? It's the mule. He also got himself some half-price fragrances. Get yourself into Chemist Warehouse.
They are half-price, just putting it out there.
Are they?
Says here, cosmetics and vitamins, so I just don't want to mislead
people. I got cosmetics confused thinking that's fragrances. Cosmetics make you look better. Fragrances. Yep. Who's that sexy mule? Is that better? Are we back on?
We're back on.
Get yourself into Chemist Warehouse and load up on goodies. Hey, up next, I'll tell you what, something that didn't smell good. Ooh, oof. A politician has
Are we going to talk about the bus thing?
Yeah, and I realised I was going to say a politician. Ooh. I believe it was a journo has done the unthinkable. That's next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon.
Because how do you feel about taking a poo on a public bus? that has a bathroom. Sorry.
Make sure you swipe on first.
Yeah, not just squatting on the back steps.
I will be honest. Mm. Look, I've done it many times.
Okay. How do you feel?
You know, I'm not someone that can hold on for 8 hours till the bus arrives at its next destination. When I got to go, I got to go. So, yes, I would have definitely gone to the toilet on a public bus.
I understand.
Like as in on a coach or something. Is that what you mean?
I understand when you're saying eight hours, but there's no way that this person had to hold on for 8 hours.
Even half an hour. And so, yes, the answer is yes. Why? Who's done what and where?
So just when you think the idea of the Liberals campaign media bus, just when you think that can't get any more enticing, imagine someone dropping a dump that's so violent.
Oh, but it's the media on the bus. They're fun. It's the media on the bus. It's not like the politicians are all on the bus.
What, you reckon a whole bunch of media's fun?
Yes, we're in it. I mean, not on the bus.
I've never been on a Liberals media bus.
No, but they're not Liberals. They're not just Liberal supporters. They're political journos. Yeah,
imagine that.
Lots of those political journos.
Imagine that.
One of your good mates, Hamish McDonald's, a political journo. He would have been on one of those buses at some point in his life.
Are you honestly telling me if someone said, hey, a busload of political journos rocked up, you go, yes, this will be fun?
Okay. A lot of my friends are, and they are great fun. So, yes. Yes.
Who? Name more.
I'm not going to start naming them all.
Mm. Why not?
Because you're saying they're fun. You're being nice about them. What if it was them that's done this thing that you're about to tell me?
I wonder, should we call Hay McDonald to see if he was on the, bus?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
You've got his number.
Do you have his number? Producer? Yes, great. Okay.
And you can tell him how unfun he would be on that bus.
He wouldn't be on this bus, I don't reckon. Certainly not after this anyway. So they're tooling along, right? And someone just takes an innocent little trip. They haven't named the person. Someone takes an innocent little trip to the bathroom and then holy smokes.
Oh, this makes me feel stressed. Because this is something that would happen to me.
But do you know what happened?
Have they clogged the toilet?
Do you know what happened? They haven't clogged the toilet, but they've suddenly, and it started at the back rows, the ones near the bog, and they've gone, what is that ungodly smell? And then it's wafted throughout. It's hit.
You're also eating bus food, all a bit weird.
It hits the bus driver, right? So it's so toxic by then it is wafted through the whole cabin. And the bus driver hits the brakes and opens the door. And he says, everybody, get off the bus.
Oh, this is humiliating.
And so they all get off the bus.
Oh, my God.
And mind you, this is, of course, a bus full of journos, as you mentioned. So it has been written up in one of the major papers now.
But hold on, is the person still in the toilet or have they exited the toilet and everyone knows who it is?
I assume they've exited and done the walk of shame down.
Now they're standing off the bus knowing they've caused the bus to stop.
And they've gone like this. They've gone, who did that? who's done that? That's gross. And definitely not me. So then they stood off the bus for a bit and the bus driver let them back on with a stern warning about what the bathroom could be used for. Number what? Ones only.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, is that a rule? Is that just for that bus or is that a general bus rule? Can twos not go down those toilets?
No, no. He's just saying if that's what your twos are like.
Oh, I feel so sad for this person.
I feel sorry for the next person that needed to go because they didn't do it. Do you know what I mean? Now they've
but
got.
Everyone knows they didn't do it.
But they've got
everyone's
to hold
got
on
sympathy
now.
For them.
They've got to hold on now, busting and going. No, no, it'll just be a number one that'll take a while.
And this guy. I said guy. It could have been a girl. This girl the guy's gone. I'm just going to go do a cheeky little number two. No cheeky little anything.
No one will notice. I usually hate dumping at work. I find it embarrassing, but no one will notice. This is just a public bus. Give us a call, 131060. What had to get evacuated and why? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. And on 131060, what had to be evacuated?
Yeah, because a journo evacuated on a plane, on a bus. He just dropped one of these. I'm just off to the bog at the back. Don't mind if
it
I do.
It was the political bus travelling following the Liberal Party.
Hang on. You've just got to, sorry, it's just hit the water.
No snap water on off. Those buses, so it's even worse.
What do you mean?
And he was apparently, it it's wasn't like a bus plane, where you were allowed to do number twos.
The suction, because if you take it, the toilets on a bus have water in them. They must, don't they?
I don't know. I haven't paid attention. When you press that little thing underneath, you know you lever it with your foot and that flushes it. Is there no water there?
Oh, that makes water come down. Yeah. Like those like a port-a-loo.
Yeah, right.
Is it?
I don't know.
Did you just have a micro nap?
Still coming off Amsterdam.
You lied like I lie then. You just took a few seconds to yourself and then went, yeah, right.
I got distracted by a text message.
I can tell because I asked you a question and you responded with, yeah, right.
I want to go see Crowded House when they're performing. Yeah. And I'm trying to organise tickets. Anyway, back to your story.
So this bus got evacuated because this journo just stunk out the whole bus to the point where the driver went, right, everybody off, everybody, we're going to give it 30 minutes, air the bus out, windows down, and then when you get back on, there's a new rule, number ones only. It begs me asking the question, g'day, Christy.
Hi.
Hi. When did something get evacuated and why?
I was in Texas going on a flight to LA.
Yeah.
And we got evacuated because the pilot's seat needed to be replaced and the toilet unblocked.
And the toilet unblocked. Sorry, I thought you said his seat needed to be replaced and removing the seat caused the toilet to be unblocked.
So the pilot's seat needed to be
I think what you're saying here is he took a dump and that affected his seat and then kept going in the toilet to the point he blocked it. Is that right?
No, his actual pilot seat needed to be replaced because... Well, I guess he didn't make it to the toilet for a start.
Oh. That's what I was saying. Yeah, he took a dump in his seat.
Oh, well, the pilot pooed while flying the plane in his pilot's chair.
Commitment.
Yeah, and then when he finally got to land in Texas, he went to the toilet and blocked them all.
Blocked them all.
So we had to wait 6 hours where they unblocked them and replaced his seat to get to LA.
Imagine when you've already blocked two toilets, the run that you've got to make from business to economy. Knowing that you're about to block your third.
So, Christy, how do you know that he pooed on his seat? Is that an announcement they made over the... like, how does it... What did they say?
I was pregnant at the time and very queasy, and so I was with a flight attendant, and I may have overheard it.
Oh, imagine that gossip when they got off that flight. Oh, my God. Captain Jack.
It was pretty intense.
Imagine if it wasn't that at all and they were like, oh, we've just got a slight engineering fault and the hostesses just go, hey, let's have some fun with this. So anyway, the pilot's done his DAX and gone through and blocked up every bulk on the plane.
Christy, what about you, Nathan? What needed to be evacuated and why?
I actually evacuated half of Southern Cross.
You did?
City, yeah.
What happened?
I worked at Hungry Jack's at the time.
Yeah.
This would have been a few years ago. And I was cleaning up the back storeroom and everything, and there's a big button at the back. Obviously says don't press and everything. Like an emergency drill. Like when you press it, everyone has to go out the back and go out the front and like evacuate the store. And yeah, I accidentally knocked it and it pressed, and then our whole store had to get taken out. Fire brigade came, same as Coles, downstairs. Ought to go down so the fire brigade can go up, make sure they're checking everything. And that went on.
Did you say it was you, Naden?
Yeah, I got in a bit of trouble for it.
Naden, shouldn't there have been, to your credit, shouldn't there have been a little glass case over the button that you like lift up?
It says don't press, mate. What more do you need?
No, but you shouldn't be able to knock those things,
right?
That makes
you want to press it more, doesn't it?
Like, you know. Good on you, Naden.
Naden didn't accidentally press it.
No, not at all. We had to smash a glass case to get to it. G'day, Brendan.
G'day, how you going, guys?
Yeah, pretty good. What got evacuated?
I evacuated a train.
How'd you do that?
I went out one night to the footy and I had a few too many to drink. And I kind of vomited all over another person.
Oh, another person.
Oh, Brendan, that's not
good. Yeah. Oh, on their front?
It was the opposite team that was, vomited on it. The train stopped at the next station and... next thing we know, we're getting evacuated for technical issues.
Yeah. I didn't know spewing on someone else was a technical issue. Did you have to pay for their dry cleaning or something, or where'd you hit them?
No, I didn't have to pay for anything. I just quickly got off the train and walked away.
Of course, they evacuated it. Why wouldn't you?
That's a technical issue, maybe that's what whenever they come over and say there's been a technical issue.
No, we just...
Maybe it is because they've...
No, we just learned earlier. They've pooed their pants and then blocked off every toilet, right?
Is that what we hope from you when you start flying us all around?
If I tell you guys that there's a technical issue, the reason I've shit myself is because I think we're going to die.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and there is still plenty more to come for you Tuesday afternoon.
Because I've got a bit of a surprise for you coming up. Soon, maybe 20 minutes. But up next, I believe.
That's a long wait.
Is
that what it feels like for people when we tease them through the show? I want to know now.
Jesse, can you not play any songs or ads? Because it'll be in 4 minutes. Eli, I believe you've got something. Our web guy, I believe you've got something you want to talk about next.
No.
don't shame him.
13, 10, 60. It might help if you have other people in the safe space. We seem to notice Eli munching through something pretty ridiculous over here today. And I'd love if there's other people who have been stuffing their guts and you need to just get it off your chest about how much you've been eating. Because what was your last one? I think you had 47 different
Nutella.
Types of pastry, didn't you? And you had
Nutella
on all of them.
I ate Nutella. I even had Nutella with fruit salad. Mm-hmm. Yummy, yummy.
Yes.
It was delicious.
If you...
That was a Wiggles joke.
If you... How was I meant to get that? 13, 10, 60. If you want to join us and tell us just exactly what you've been stuffing your fat little face with, give us a call.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and welcome to a safe space.
You're going to play the music?
Oh, you want the music? Okay.
Of course we do.
Sorry.
She's not going to confess all these sins just with that dead
air. I actually realised. Jesse was, that was us. Sorry, Jess.
Thanks, mate.
Usually comes after the name, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, mate. Thanks. Do you want to try that?
Am I going to get yelled at again? Is this a safe space?
Potentially. Get rid of the music, mate. our first person over there, would you like to start by introducing yourself, please? Jesse hasn't turned his microphone.
Guys, do I need to fly back and get the show back on track?
I was scared for a second that this man had just eaten the microphone as well. That's why it wasn't coming through. What's your name?
My name's Web Guy Eli.
Web Guy Eli? What have you been eating?
Well, we received in the mail today a present from our wonderful friends at Channel 10. On behalf of MasterChef, Erin tonight at 7:30. Right after
present.
The project.
It was a present for the team, wasn't it? A big
it was
present.
Because there's quite a few, because what, we've got about 10 people in the team?
Yep.
So the obviously, if they send, I'm assuming it's a food item, it would be enough to feed 10.
It is.
Yeah. What was it?
It's a pecan pie.
It's a pecan pie.
Is it pecan?
It's pecan.
Oh, it's pecan.
Did you say what's a pecan pie, Tommy?
Yes.
You know what a pecan pie is, a pie with pecans on it. You know, you see them all through America. They've got pecans layered on top of the pie.
This might astound you, but I have not been all through America and seen pecan pies.
You get them in Australia as well. Pecan pie. You know what a pecan, you've got one in front of you.
I've never seen that before in my life.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, my mum used to make pecan pies all the time growing up.
I assume that's sweet. Is it? Is it sweet?
It is sweet.
Yeah, not my thing.
Anyway, we digress. Mm. The group pecan pie arrived, and Eli, what have you done to that pecan pie?
Well, no one wanted to consume said pie, so I had a few bites.
It's the biggest pie I've ever seen. It looks like a family-sized pizza. That's the size of it, right, to give it. Like, I actually think when I said 10 people, 10 people would be full from their slice that they had.
Eli's it's a eaten, big flan.
Eli's eaten over half of this.
I mean, it's an interesting choice because pecan pie is very rich and it's also not, like, it's a hard thing to just eat a lot of. How do you feel, Eli?
I feel like I can go for seconds.
you've already had seconds. You would be going for sixths.
You can eat the other half of the pie, P.I.
P.I. No, it's
P.I.L.I.
I think E at the end.
E-pie?
P.I.L.I.
P.I.L.I.?
It's all yours, mate. No one else wants it. Eli, it's a safe space and you can keep eating it while talking to us. That's okay.
Eli, I was interested because quite often I ask you if you want to grab lunch or something and you're like, no, I'm only eating an apple. And you've just eaten an apple a day for a long time in some weird self-loathing thing. Where in your apple a day diet does six serves of pecan pie fit?
I replaced the fruit.
With nuts.
With pecans.
They're a healthy nut.
Are you going to...
Without all the sugar in the pastry.
Are you going to keep going?
Are you going to judge me if I did?
Nah, man, finish it.
All right, Dad.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And incredibly, Carrie has gone to make a coffee and he's not back in time for my surprise for her. So she won't hear this. My surprise is that I'm going to do shows in London and visit her in a few weeks. It's happening from... The 2nd of June is my first show over there at the beautiful Soho Theatre. So if you know anybody in London, tell them to come along and see me live and we can hang out and have a beer in London. Anyway, now I was hoping to get Carrie's reaction to that, but Carrie's not here. So I don't know.
Do you want her reaction from...
From what?
From earlier in the show?
What was that? Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, like a port-a-loo.
Yeah, right.
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. So if you know any expats over there, I would love to see them there. I was really hoping to tell this news to one of my best friends, but she's not here. I'm also doing...
At what point, genuinely, are we concerned?
What do you mean? Do you think she's locked out or something?
Well, yeah, she did know we were going back on air and she's not there. Belle reckons she saw her take her pass, but she could possibly be locked somewhere in London studio.
Should we?
But
what?
Should we call her on her phone?
Well, no, just leave. I'm going to be over there in a few weeks. I'll get her. I reckon we don't mention this to her.
Oh no, anyway, tell her she's on air.
Anyway. Oh yeah.
Carrie, we are on air.
What?
We're on air. And I just did your surprise, but you weren't here.
Oh, no. So you'll have to go to the bathroom.
Do you want to hear?
You'll have to catch up on the listener app.
What? No.
I'm sorry, mate. That's all we've got time for.
Do you want to hear how you reacted on air?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That was the only soundbite we had of you. Anyway, I think it's pretty exciting. Wouldn't you agree?
Tell me. What's happening? Are we actually on air?
Yeah. We have been for a couple of minutes.
That was a quick song. I thought I normally have time to go to the bathroom in those.
No.
Actually on air.
Yeah, of course we are.
Okay, so what's your announcement?
No, I've done it. It'd be weird to do it twice.
I know, but no one will mind if they get to hear it again.
Mate,
I'm sure it was so exciting.
Catch up on the listener app.
Why don't we get a listener to ring up and tell Carrie?
Oh, that's great.
Call now.
Yeah, well, we have run out of time.
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, do I miss the announcement?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to go now. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to go download and listen to the listener.
Okay, great.
I mean, I've...
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, just so everybody knows, I had an announcement for Carrie before, and she's making me say, just so everybody knows, she was in the toilet, and so she missed the announcement, but she wasn't pooing.
Well, because I think that's what you would have said I was doing while I was out of the room, I'm sure, because that's what happens.
I mean, I didn't say that.
Try and stitch me up. But normally we have two songs and I've scheduled my toilet time in the morning to happen between the two songs, and Jesse tricked me with one, and so I missed your announcement. What's your big announcement?
That's what I do. I always schedule a wee in the morning.
I need to go for most of the morning. I'm that busting, but our schedule is so tight, I hold on.
How many coffees did you have before you wee? Anyway.
Two.
G'day, Caitlin.
Hello, how is everyone?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Now, I was going to surprise Carrie with something, but she wasn't here, even though we were on air at our job that we only have to do for 3 hours a day. do you want to tell Carrie what the announcement was?
All right, it's a doozy. Tommy has finally come to his senses and has quit the swimming challenge.
What?
Yeah. I just decided.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. This is more than a big... What do you mean?
I tried to tell you this before, mate.
You're not going to do the swim.
You weren't here.
No, but I've got so much I need to talk to you about.
Mm.
Oh, mate, you're not going to do the swim from England to Belgium.
Caitlin, is there anything else you want to add?
That was a porky. I'm lying.
Yeah. Good. Got her.
What's happening?
Tricks on you.
Caitlin, do you want to tell her what the other little surprise is?
You're getting a little visitor, Carrie. Tommy's coming over. He's doing some shows.
Oh, you gate crashing my family holiday.
Oh, yeah.
I was waiting for this news. God, you waited a while, though. My family, well, we're all taking bets on how many weeks in you'd arrive.
Well, I needed to wait till
when
I had...
When are you coming?
I needed to wait till I had tickets on sale, so...
Oh, right. I see you coming for work purposes. When are you? Oh, my God, this is so exciting. Tommy's coming to London.
I'll see you in 3 weeks because...
That's soon.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because sometimes I'm scared to tackle the big issues, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think, what is little old me going to do about it? And how am I going to single-handedly fix the world? But then other times I think, you know what? Who else is going to do it? So it's time to step up to the plate. And I believe tackle what may be the biggest issue that is facing the world currently. What do you think that could be, Bickers?
Where do we start?
Not the biggest one.
The war, Ukraine, mm-hmm. Russia situation.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, mm-hmm. Climate change.
COVID.
Climate change.
Climate change.
See, that's why you guys don't get the big gigs.
Sure.
Because I think the one we really need to talk about is... tomato sauce versus ketchup versus relish. Give us a call, 131060. Do you have thoughts? Because I reckon relish...
Are we actually doing this?
What do you mean?
This is a break that we're doing.
Didn't you know? Did you?
Asking people whether they prefer ketchup, relish or tomato sauce.
So I didn't even know that ketchup and tomato sauce were different until a week
ago. They're the same, aren't they?
Oh, I can't believe you poo-poo the idea. Then you don't even know. Ketchup... is different.
And it depends what the item is that you're putting it on if we're actually going to have this conversation.
See, it's great. You're involved.
So
isn't one of them
you're having
called
poached
catsup?
Eggs and avocado and stuff in the morning, it's catsup. Relish. If you're having chips, it's sauce or ketchup.
So I reckon relish is never good on anything. I feel like it's the marmalade. It's the marmalade to jam.
No.
Marmalade in the bin.
No.
Relish in the bin forever.
Relish is delicious
on
with
what?
Breakfast.
With breakfast on
anything
vitamins.
That's got eggs, no. Anything that's got like poached eggs, avo, bacon with relish is delicious.
No, you're putting
but relish should not be near any dinner food.
You're putting tomato sauce on that.
No, you're not. That's because you are, yeah, basic.
See what's happened here? Because he's quite passionately getting involved in the argument that she didn't want
I
to speak
hate
about.
That I'm getting involved.
Simon, g'day. Good stuff.
Hello.
Nice there.
G'day,
Simon.
Hi. Yeah, no, tomato sauce is boring, mate. Hot sauce is where it's at.
That wasn't in the Eli list of options.
a lot of hot sauces have tomato in them, but no, tomato sauce is boring, mate.
How do you feel about relish?
Relish is okay. It's got specific uses, but you wouldn't put it on everything. Right? You wouldn't have relish on a hot dog, would you?
Would you have it with brekkie, Simon? It's good with brunch, yeah?
Yeah, a bit of scrambled eggs on toast, you know, relish on the toast. Beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
Chat.
Maddie, are you going to actually pick one that's in the discussion, or are you just going to add another type of sauce, like barbecue or something?
I'm actually just going to go with ketchup. I am a ketchup girl.
Can you explain to Bickers the difference between ketchup and tomato sauce?
I think ketchup has a little bit more of a salty taste to it.
It's got vinegar.
Definitely better.
That's correct.
Oh, there you go.
Is that right?
Yep.
But in America, don't they call tomato sauce ketchup, or is it a different thing altogether?
They don't have tomato sauce. They just use ketchup.
Right.
And now we've started importing ketchup because make it here. I would tell you more differences, but somehow I found myself on a Recipes Times of India page. And no matter how much I hit back on it to go to the difference of tomato sauce and ketchup, I can't get back there and I'm stuck on
what
some Indian
Vanessa?
Sauces.
Vanessa, how do you feel? Are you in the ketchup camp, the tomato sauce camp, or the relish camp?
Good stuff. Okay. This has gone off its rocker here. I'd love to take more calls, but we're out of time, and I've also found out that the famous sauce in India... No, it doesn't matter.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home.
I have a question for you from TikTok, you know, the brains trust of the world.
Is this where we realise we haven't talked about TikTok for a while when everyone else seems to be doing it?
I haven't done a TikTok in so long.
No, it's because you don't have a team of producers over in the UK. One to hold the camera, two to hold the hair back.
Now, there's a girl called Erica Mallett on TikTok who was posed a question that honestly I thought, what is this? And I answered it really quickly and then I thought about it and it became this muddled thought in my head and then arguments started in our team about it. Here is the question from Erica Mallett.
Before you ask me the question, is this a viral thing that's like the simple question that divides families or something?
That's it.
Yeah, great. I just wanted to make sure what I was in for.
That's what you're in for. Yeah.
If I say we have a meeting at midday and then I say, can we move it forward 2 hours? What time is that?
What do you mean?
So obviously that's 10 a.m., right? However, some people are saying, but that would be bring it forward 2 hours would make it 10 a.m. If you're moving it forward 2 hours, isn't that 2 p.m.?
I mean, it's hard.
So I still think it's 10 a.m., but that's why people feel maybe it's 2 p.m.
It's a hard question for me to answer because the chance I'm turning up for a meeting, whatever time it is so remote that you can move it anywhere. You can move it forward, you can move it back, you can keep it the same time and you guys enjoy your meeting. But surely forward is earlier.
It is, but what if you move it forward, so you push it forward, so you're pushing it away 2 hours. Do you know what I mean? You're pushing it forward in time. Whereas if you bring it forward, you're bringing it earlier.
What did she say? Did she say push it forward or have you just added push it? Because
she said, can we move it forward 2 hours? And so
you're just making a pushing away motion with your hands.
Because that's moving forward. When you move forward, you don't step back, you step forward, right? So theoretically, it should be 2 p.m. by moving it forward.
So
you don't say, can we move the meeting forward 2 hours? You say, can we bring the meeting forward 2 hours?
And that
would make it 10 a.m.
You can move things either way. You can move things forward or back.
If you go back in time, though, from midday.
Yeah, but that's because it's already happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how would you say you wanted to make the meeting 2 p.m.?
Push it back.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so angry about this. Is it 2 p.m.?
It's a very simple question.
But hold on. What if you said, can we bring it back? Can you bring it back? Can you bring it back? What time is it?
Well, I'd correct someone's grammar for a start. If you're moving it forward, you're absolutely
No, if you're bringing it back. Is it 10 a.m. or 2 p.m.? No, because this is the point. If you brought it forward 2 hours, it would be 10 a.m., which is what my thought was too. But maybe moving it forward 2 hours makes it 2 p.m.
Because we've just got to be
careful. Do you know what I mean?
We've just got to be careful because Sonda is at the point where she's forgotten she's on radio and it's actually just arguing.
I'm very angry.
Yeah.
And I'm angry at Belle that she could ever think it would be two because she's, I need Belle to be in meetings. And what sort of stupid thing?
No, so, this is not, it's not. It's not a conversation if you can't think hypothetically about whether the changing of the word move and bring, because you would say bring it forward 2 hours, change what the expression means.
Can I interrupt just for a second? Because I think this is a far more boring version of the question. If you turn the aircon up, do you change the temperature cooler or hotter?
You make it.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon, which means the paper quiz is coming up next, guys.
But right now, here is an important message. One in two blood donations are being cancelled at the moment. Obviously, a lot happening in the world. If you're feeling well and you don't have all the things that are causing people to cancel, make sure you search Give Blood and book your donation with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood today because people still need blood urgently. So get on board if you can.
That is very important because and something that is not important happens next. Stay with us.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oi, you right, Jesse?
Yeah, dog.
You got a paper there or what, sunshine?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie, Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper. They do the questions first and they get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie Bickmore, Tommy Pickle, put your hands up cause it's quiz time.
We are still in England and the time.
Oh, this is the worst 12 quid we ever spent. We got a yearly subscription to a newspaper over in London and the quiz sucks. But because Jesse spent 12 squid, isn't it? Now we've got to use it every week. Every week.
Until we get 5 out of 5 and then we can go back.
Oh, mate, this quiz sucks.
Okay.
Anyway,
we
never
get 5 out of 5 because some of the historical questions are just not interesting.
Oh, yeah. And some of the questions I don't even understand. They're like, what colour is blue? And I'm like, I don't know how to answer that.
Question number one, which Italian city is known as the Bride of the Sea and La Serenissima?
Oh, this one's so easy that I will let Carrie answer it.
The Bride of the Sea, and, Sicily.
And also, is it Cinque Terre?
Surely what was the last bit? Venice, isn't it? Filled
okay.
With water?
Oh.
What was the
last Serenissima?
What was the last bit? La Serenissima sounds Serenissima. Venetian.
Yep.
Hey, great. Is Venetian blinds, does that have anything to do with Venice?
I'm not sure.
Hmm. Did they? I've been there. I don't remember seeing a lot of blinds.
I love Venice. It's so fun.
It's pretty cool.
There's something. Yeah, there's just something. I mean, imagine living there. It would be so excruciatingly hard work. I sat next to a girl on a plane who lived in Venice, and she did university there.
Venice.
She said,
Carrie speaking a broken English again overseas. She said,
getting around is actually so hard. Like for tourists, a little bit of fun on a boat. She said, but that when that's your life, it's full on.
Because I did a world trip where I did strange things. And one of them, I was going to swim the canals in Venice. And
is this your next adventure once you do the Amsterdam?
Well, a doctor told me, he said, you do not want to do that. And he said, if you do, you need to make sure every orifice is covered and sealed watertight.
What's in there?
He just said it's gross. And he said you'll end up with some infection.
Ooh. Oh, gross. Yeah. And also, Venetian blinds date back to several centuries but not originate in Venice.
Why are they called Venetian blinds?
I can't read the rest of the sentence because my computer cuts it off and I'm on the other side of the world and I can't operate it from here.
My eyes only work for 2 sentences.
No, it's just that I get to see the first line of every sentence.
It says they are invented in Persia and Venetian traders are thought to have brought the blinds back to their nation.
Oh.
Sure, it's this city, but anyway.
Venice. Question number two. In 1962, Jacqueline Kennedy gave a televised tour of which mansion?
The great question. Great question, fantastic.
Surely it's the White House, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Is Jacqueline Kennedy Jackie Onassis?
Kennedy. Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Onassis is such a better name.
Is it?
I think the Kennedys did pretty
Jackie
all right.
Jackie Onassis.
You don't think, yeah, think Jackie Kennedy. Onassis is a gangster name?
That's why she's Jackie O.
No. Who is?
Hang on.
Jackie Onassis was called Jackie O.
I thought you meant the rival radio. And I was like, are we up against a Kennedy?
She pinched her name from no one, Jackie I mean, Kennedy.
I knew their pay packets were good, but I didn't think it was Kennedy money.
Question number three. The zodiac signs Virgo and Libra cover which month?
Hey, oh, no one cares I know about this. Star signs. Because let me guess, June?
That's not true. May. Men don't care about star signs.
Did you say, hang on, what was the question?
Virgo and Libra yes. cover which month?
I know, August, because I'm a Virgo, and Libra is my husband, who's September.
Libra so August is September. My husband.
Question number four, which Australian supermodel was born Eleanor Nancy Gow in 1964?
We're not going to focus on Sonda's husband being a tampon brand. We're just going to move on. We're not going to say Adrian's got wings.
No, you did. Elle McPherson, there we go.
Australian, Eleanor.
Great.
Question number five, David J. Peterson.
Oh, Eleanor, of course.
Is it true her name was Eleanor Onassis?
No, that's Jackie O.
Is it? Not Elo.
Question number five, David J. Peterson developed the constructed language Dothraki for which TV drama?
Jesse, even I know this, Game of Thrones.
I was going to say, I've actually stopped listening to you, Jesse, but even I had that as well.
And please don't give us the answers, Jesse. We've run out of time.
Hey, this is 5 out of 5.
quick, Jesse.
I don't care.
Quick, Jesse.
Just you look down, Jesse, and say 5 out of 5 or not. I can't hear the questions again.
Then we'll get off the Thames. Quick.
Okay, here is question number one.
Yes.
Which Italian city is known as the Bride of the Sea and La Serenissima? It is Venice.
Yay!
In 1962, great. Jackie Kennedy gave a televised tour of the White House.
Yay!
The zodiac signs Virgo and Libra cover which month? We said August and September. It is September, so we'll take that. Question number four, which Australian supermodel was Eleanor Nancy Gow in 1964? That's Elle McPherson.
I do not remember that question.
And four, 5 out of 5 from the Times paper quiz.
Just to point out, if we get, you said, Jesse, if we get 5 out of 5, we never need to do the Times paper quiz again.
Correct.
Does this mean this is us done
so
with
it could be all over here paper. Now.
The Thames.
Don't we keep playing if we got 5 out of 5?
Oh, not
no,
this one.
No, no.
The question was, David J. Peterson developed the constructed language Dothraki for which TV show? It is Game of Thrones.
See ya!
Jesus Christ.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.